Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy here on the BGE Radio Network out of Atlanta, GA. We're also syndicated all over the country. We've got a great guest with us today here on the line. We're going to be talking about prepping for disaster on a budget, but we're also going to be talking to a great author as well. And Anthony, how are you doing today? Anthony Kovich, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me on.
Now, let's talk a little bit about this this situation, prepping for a disaster on a budget. Anthony Kovich with us today. He's the Authority on Disaster Preparation. He's a production expert. He's a web consultant and author of Emergency Prepping, Simple Disaster Preparedness for the Modern Family, which is available now on Amazon. We'll talk about that in our second segment here on BGE Radio. Let's first of all talk about prepping for a disaster on a budget. What are the essential things you need to do in order to prepare for a disaster?
The essential thing to know about preparing for a disaster is it is really, really inexpensive to do so. We're not talking about bunkering and hunkering down in caves and stuff like that with their whole supermarket full of supplies. That's for a whole different purpose. The end of the world type scenario type people. We are not talking about that. We're talking about the kind of preparation that you should have for under $200 that you should have in supplies for that storm coming in, that flood that may kick in, the things that disasters that are prevalent to your area of the country or the world for that matter. But you should really be prepared and know what are the problems in your area and purchase enough supplies just for the first 3 to 10 days or longer if possible that you can have in your apartment, your home, or even your castle for that matter.
Anthony Kovich with us today here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. You can get more information at buildgrowandenjoy.com. Never panic during a disaster again. We've got Anthony Kovich with us today. He's an authority on disaster preparation. He's going to explain to us how to be prepared for when disaster strikes in cost-effective ways. Is it possible to be prepared with food, water, and supplies without going broke?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I buy the Campbell's soups, the Progresso soups at Walmart. They're currently around $1.50 to $2 for an 18-ounce can. That's a pound and 2-point-something ounces per can for under $2. If your budget was $10 a week just to stock up on supplies, on canned goods, you can easily, in a couple of months, have enough supplies to last you for a good 10 days or more easily.
Anthony Kovich joins us today. He's an authority on disaster preparation. He's a production expert. He's a web consultant and author of Emergency Prepping, Simple Disaster Preparedness for the Modern Family, which is available now on Amazon. AnthonyKovich.com/prepping if you want to get more information on this incredible, incredible guest. What are some cost-effective ways you can take to make sure your family's prepared in case of a disaster? Break those down for me, Anthony.
Now, the first thing is, let's say you had to leave the area because the storm is coming in and you're told to evacuate. You know, if you have kids in school, their backpacks are a perfect scenario. Dump the supplies, put your supplies in there, your canned goods, your bottled water, and be on the move. You got to know what your supplies are, where you're going to move to. These things are not that expensive. Every day we as humans are prepping, we're preparing. We have savings accounts, we have bank accounts, we have cupboards with supplies in it. But most of the stuff in our refrigerators, when the power goes down, becomes useless very quickly, and it goes bad. So you need to have supplies that can survive at least 3 to 10 days, especially if you don't have to leave and you're there. You don't want to go to the store. Why? Because everything has cleared out of the shelves. Everybody runs to the store and buys stuff they really don't need, and you don't want to be stuck that way. So it is best to have your prepared mentality to know that you're good for 10 days. You don't have to be scrambling for this, that, and the other thing and trying to find batteries. And, you know, I buy 100 packs battery packs, 100 of them, for $22 at Lowe's, double A's. I mean, 100 of them. You can keep the lights on for a long time with 100 batteries. Now, the important part of that is that their LED lighting today is very inexpensive compared to what it was.
Yeah.
And fluorescent lighting. Battery backups for your computers could be turned into lighting for your home, so this way you can use the bathroom. You can do stuff in the kitchen. You can do lots of stuff with very minimal expense to your budget.
We've got a great guest with us today. Anthony Kovich joins us here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy, Prepping for Disaster on a Budget. AnthonyKovich.com/prepping is the website. AnthonyKovich.com/prepping. And as with us today, Prepping for Disaster on a Budget. And Anthony joins us. He's a public speaker on Credibility Publishing. He's also got an upcoming book. We'll talk about that here in a few moments. He's the host of several live broadcast TV shows, including Greater Tampa Bay, Success Made Simple, Give Me the Good News, and Real Talk. He's also the author of multiple books, including Emergency Prepping, Simple Disaster Preparedness for the Modern Family, and he's an expert in production and broadcasting. Now, Anthony, let's talk about this upcoming book, Home Efficiency, How Using Simple Technology Extend the Reach of Your Hardworking Dollars. What inspired you to write this book?
What inspires me is that when electricity rates have gone through the roof in our area, it just came, why is this stuff costing so much? And, you know, fuel prices, coal prices are all part of the political nonsense of the world. Now, in order to eliminate some of this stuff, I had to come up with better ways to utilize those resources. And the first thing I did is put in a solar-powered gable fan to keep the attic much cooler. So this way my air conditioning unit will run a lot less. A good 10% in reduction my expenses because of the temperature of the attic was about 10 to 12 or 15 degrees lower based on the time of day. That was the first thing.
Yes,
now,
yes. Tell us about some of the other things you're doing.
Now, I know it seems simple, but your air conditioner should be serviced, if you have an air conditioning system, that, you know, whole house system, should be serviced every year to make sure that the Freon in your air conditioning system is exactly what it should be and working properly. Because every minute that air conditioner runs, it is very expensive because it's pulling close to 50 amps of power depending on the type of air conditioner you have. So every minute it runs unnecessarily to keep your home cool, that's a lot of electricity wasted. Today's LED lighting is so important. And we have the compact fluorescent bulbs, but the problem with those is they have mercury in them and they're becoming obsolete. LED lighting is so much more preferable and better lighting.
We've got Anthony Kovich with us today here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy, Prepping for Disaster on a Budget. He's with us today talking about his great books. The new one, the upcoming book, Home Efficiency, How Using Simple Technology Extend the Reach of Your Hardworking Dollars. What is the overall theme of your book?
The overall theme is doing the kind of stuff you really could be doing just with simple modifications. It doesn't really take that much to put in a solar-powered, you know, attic fan to keep your attic cool. I mean, really, it doesn't take that much. It doesn't take that much to change, you know, some light bulbs around the house. It doesn't take that much to have a service contract to come in and have your, you know, your air conditioner service to make sure the proper Freon and it's working properly. Now, the other thing that I do is I wash some of my clothes that don't need hot water and other stuff in more cold water formats. Using today's detergents are more cold water friendly than they were in years past. So by changing certain detergents, you can eliminate having to use hot water for clothes washing, you know, when it's not necessary. You know, towels and other stuff can be hung out, say, you know, in the outside area to air dry rather than, you know, dried in a dryer. Because the towels themselves can be purchased that have a mixed polyester blend that has that absorbs a little bit less water, but most people use the towel only once. So it doesn't matter how much wet you are, you're going to dry yourself off. When you have those super heavy-duty towels, they just soak so much water and take so much energy to dry up.
It is Anthony Kovich. He's with us today here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy, Prepping for Disaster on a Budget. He's also the author of the upcoming book, Home Efficiency, How Using Simple Technology Extend the Reach of Your Hard-Working Dollars. Who do you envision to be the potential readers for this great book?
The people with a budget, people with, this is not a global warming type of purpose. You know, it is a financial purpose. It is a purpose of having stuff that really are productive. Today's, flat-screen TVs and LED TVs use so much less energy that, you can get rid of the old one because all they are is basically like a heat lamp in there. Today's technology is so much more friendly to low-power needs that you don't need to spend the kind of money you used to when you could put that money towards, going out with your family and doing things family-wise rather than putting it into your energy bill.
Anthony Kovich with us today here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. BuildGrowAndEnjoy.com is our official website. How is your book relevant in today's society?
Well, in today's society, people are really caught up in trying to do something good for the environment. I mean, that is a lofty goal, and there's nothing wrong with that. And actually, I encourage it. But you can do it for yourself, more importantly, because it saves you money to do other things that you want to do. And one, the more you do for yourself in a way that is productive and less expensive and destructive to the environment, we all benefit at the same time. So that is a plus in itself.
It is an incredible, incredible guest today. Anthony Kovich joins us here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. What makes your book different from others like it?
Well, the book actually will feature products. It's not a book of, dissertations of importance and how it's this and that. It's a book primarily discussing various products that are productive in helping lower your expenses by using simple technologies of today that have a low impact on energy resources.
It is Anthony Kovich. It is Build, Grow, and Enjoy. He's got a great book out there. We're talking with him today about an upcoming book that he's got called Home Efficiency, How Using Simple Technology Extend the Reach of Your Hardworking Dollars. This is a great book. What do you want readers to take away from your writing?
What I want people to take away from my writing is that they have control over what they purchase. And if they just look at the products that they are going to buy anyway, the difference between something that's going to use up a lot of energy and cost them money in the long run and something that is not could be the expense could be either nominal or even less if it's just thought out a little bit in advance. And by thinking about it, you can actually save yourself money and actually have better products that could be helpful to you and your life and your family's budget.
It's a great guest. It's Anthony Kovich with us today here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. What's the message you would like for your readers to get from all your books?
The message is, on the prepping side, you can be prepared. We as humans are always prepared. We're the only creatures on this planet. Well, there are a few others that, like squirrels. We'll store nuts for later use in the winter and other stuff, but we are the only creatures that actually store, technology, money, and all this stuff. We have the stuff already here. We have supermarkets. The chain of distribution is so good, we don't think about it. But when storms come, and each person should be aware of their area's problems. If you're in certain areas in the Mississippi, there's flooding on a regular basis. You should be aware of that. We're in Florida area. There are hurricanes that come through here on a regular basis. We have seasons actually for them. In California, there are earthquakes. You should know where the safe places are that are less earthquake, you know, prone in those areas. Where the flooding, where the hot area of an area is, especially in places that are in flood zones. People in New Orleans should know they live in a, you know, in a basin that if the flood breaks through those, you know, those walls, that it's going to flood the whole area. They should know that they need where to go is the biggest thing and how to prepare your family for it.
It's Anthony Kovich. He's been our guest today here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Thanks for being with us and continued success. Thanks for being on today.
Thank you for having me.
I appreciate it, Anthony. Have yourself a wonderful day. Happy holidays, sir.
Happy holidays to everyone out there.
It is Anthony Kovich. It's Build, Grow, and Enjoy. BuildGrowAndEnjoy.com is our official website. You can get more information over there on upcoming programs and also everything to do with the BGE Radio Network. We'll see you next week here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy.